Well, let me ask you to turn in the back of your hymnal to page 974. Our catechism lesson this evening brings us to question and answers 85 through 87. And that's on page 974. Question 85. What does God require of us that we may escape His wrath and curse due to us for sin? To escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for our sin, God requires of us faith in Jesus Christ, repentance unto life, with a diligent use of all the outward means whereby Christ communicates to us the benefits of redemption. What is faith in Christ Jesus? Faith in Jesus Christ is the saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He's offered to us in the gospel. And what is repentance unto life? Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, does with grief and hatred of his sin turn from it unto God with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience. Well, the Catechism's reached a point where it's teaching us biblical doctrine that summarizes some of the most important, practical, and needful teaching in all Scripture. From question 85 through the rest of the Catechism, it's reminding us of the various means and mechanisms that God's put in place for the elect to lay hold of His gracious redemption. Or to use the Catechism language, to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, God requires faith in Christ, repentance unto life, and the diligent use of the means of grace. And that unfolds for the next 22 question and answers of the Catechism. Now, when we get to question and answer 86 and 87, we find twin graces, faith and repentance, that are foundational. And foundational in such a way that without them there is no salvation. And you want to take notice that both are described, both question 86 and 87, as saving graces. Now, I know we looked at faith on the previous Lord's Day, but we really need to understand that these two go hand in hand. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that for a great many of our evangelical friends, repentance isn't so much a saving grace as it is an invisible grace. That is, they don't see it as essential. And so here's how that works itself out. Basic Christianity is faith in Jesus. Repentance, that's a step up to a slightly higher rung on the Christian ladder, but it's not essential for salvation. That's the way a lot of evangelicals understand repentance. The problem with that is that a gospel proclaimed with no repentance is really no gospel at all. Faith and repentance are both saving graces, and they're both the fruit and outcome of regeneration. A person who's been born again will turn to Christ by faith, and that same person who's been born again will turn from their sin. That's repentance. So the new birth enables us to rightly see Christ, and by faith to receive and rest on Him as He's freely offered to us in the gospel. And repentance enables us to rightly see ourselves and our sin and to flee from it. And biblically, you cannot have one without the other. Faith says, I see Christ, He's beautiful, I want Him, I want eternal life with Him, and I know only He can provide forgiveness of sins. Repentance says, I see the ugliness of my sin and my fallen nature. I have a grief and a hatred of my sins. That's not who I am now. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Those sin things are not the things I want. I want to walk in new obedience. God help me. That's repentance unto life. But please do get this. Where God grants the gift of faith, He grants the gift of repentance. The great Puritan Thomas Watson said that faith and repentance are like two wings of a dove whereby we fly to heaven. And I guess if I could add to that, in my own crass way, one-winged doves don't make it. They're both saving graces, and they're both necessary for those who are in a genuine saving relationship with Jesus Christ. I know I've shared this in the past, but I think it's been quite a while, but A.W. Pink nails the relationship between repentance and faith. Listen how he lays this out. Repentance is the hand releasing those filthy objects it had previously clung to so tenaciously. Faith is extending an empty hand to God to receive His gift of grace. Repentance is a godly sorrow for sin. Faith is receiving a sinner's Savior. Repentance is a revulsion of the filth and pollution of sin. Faith is seeking a cleansing therefrom. Repentance is the sinner covering his mouth and crying, "Unclean, unclean." Faith is the leper coming to Christ and saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." The two go together like two wings of a dove, whereby we fly into heaven. Well, let's continue praising our God, singing number 453, just as I am.